we heard it was out the front door. It was on his porch just when he shot the constable.
An exchange of gunfire in a College Station neighborhood south of the A&M campus today during the noon hour resulted in 3 deaths.
It is a tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers go out to those involved, the families of those involved, and we will do our best to conduct a very thorough and accurate investigation to try and determine exactly why this occurred and provide some answers to the public.
Assistant Police Chief Scott McComb says those who died are Brazos County Precinct 1 Constable Brian Bachman, a 65-year-old unidentified man, and the man who fired at officers.
They begin taking fire. There was a constable down in the front yard. As additional officers began to respond to the location, they were able to engage the gunman. They were able to they ended up shooting the gunman and taking him into custody.
McComb says the 55-year-old woman who was shot underwent surgery. She's at St. Joseph Brine in serious condition. A College Station officer was in stable condition after he was shot in the calf. 2 other officers who were not hit by gunfire were taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The gunfire originated from a home at 211 Fidelity at the corner with Highland. This is a neighborhood south of the A&M campus bordered by George Bush Drive, Welborn Road, Holloman Drive, and Anderson. McComb says Bachman was serving an eviction notice when gunfire came out of the house.
Brian Bachman was very close to everyone in law enforcement. He was a pillar in this community, and it's sad and tragic that we've lost him today. And as you can imagine, as close as he was to all the officers in this area, these are the officers that are having to work this case and work through not only the motions, but all the details that are required to make sure that we have a good understanding as to why this occurred. What was the basis of it? We have to do background investigations and try and understand exactly why this individual elected to do this.
A citizen called 911 reporting the gunfire, which resulted in a response from multiple agencies. A&M United Methodist Church is holding a prayer service this evening at 7 in memory of those affected by today's shooting. The service is in the main sanctuary at the church, located on University Drive in the Northgate District. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.